Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, guys, this is the first podcast that we are actually doing today. Colton's not here right now, but this is going to be the, I guess, Colton and Tuttle podcast, or the Tuttle. I don't even know if we even have a name for it yet, but getting this all set up, we've actually been...
Yo!
Why the fuck are you slamming the door here?
Sorry, I didn't know you were going already. You've been trying to set this up for 30 minutes. What do you want me to do?
Well, for one, you're dumbass. Well, not dumbass. You take 2 showers a day.
Sorry, dude. I got to be clean.
And we ate. I've been getting this all set up. Came through here, and I was trying to test out some of the audio and everything here on this board, because I got this board for you, and then
amazing,
I upgraded. Yeah, so I really do think your other room's going to be better, because we are getting a little bit of echo here, so please forgive us. But
you're saying we need to move into my room where there's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, because like you have hats. You have road signs that you've maybe...
Easy. Is that illegal? I don't know.
I mean, is the street even still there is what I'm saying.
Some of them are, yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, welcome to the, what are we calling this?
Colton and Tuttle, Tuttle and Colton. I don't even need top billing, because I actually heard that you were on the show last week, right?
I'm back in the mix. So are you, which is good. But I think we're getting too far. So let's, hold on. I need to start back at the top. So we don't have a show name. We need to figure that out. Do we need intro music, or is that not a thing on podcast?
Okay, so let me ask you, that pigmentation show that they do? Which,
shout out to them. I love those boys already.
Do they have
intro? I've already
been
to the barbershop.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get to that too. I got a story about it. We got stories everywhere. It's been a while since we've been on the air, man.
But do they have intro music?
No, they don't.
Okay, I look, this is all stuff that I, so Seth Cush is technically our program director, correct?
I didn't look at it that way, but yeah, I think you're right.
So do you, now I worked for one of Seth's program directors, Michael Sharkey, over at 102.5 The Bone, okay? And you know, I was producing for Drew Garabo at the time, and the advice he gave me was just listen to Seth Cush on the Morning X, because Drew was doing the Morning X and In Your Face at the time.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Michael Sharkey was like, just listen to Seth, okay? He
like off the air, or listen to him on the air?
On the air. Okay. About how like Seth drives a topic on a show sometimes. Like Seth has a way of saying the right things to direct conversations in one direction. Like he's hosting without being the host itself sometimes.
Okay. I agree.
And I don't want anybody to think like I'm saying anything bad about Seth.
I think it's good.
But he also said, listen to Seth. Less is more with Seth. Like he speaks when it's poignant.
His stab-ins are on point.
Yeah, okay. But like he doesn't throw in wasted material.
I would agree. Another reason I think he's great with Bubba.
Do you think he's going to want to air check these. See, you've never really, really worked in radio before.
So by that, you mean like sit down and go over and say, guys, what, like, you know, at marker, you know, four, whatever it may have been, right? Minute four, you guys had blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it actually happens more when it comes to music radio people, because like you only have a certain amount of time to be able to speak. And like you didn't hit the post correctly. You've heard Bubba do that, right?
Yep,
like
yes,
you're talking it up right before the vocals come in. You'll do air checks like that. But sometimes program directors of talk stations and stuff will want to air check. Do you think, like, this is why I'm a little nervous, is because Seth is technically our program director and he's going to listen to this first show. He's going to pick it apart.
Dude, you're going to get picked apart by both your program directors this week, come to think about it. Do you know who do you know who the program director is at Florida Man Radio?
Yeah, Stevie DeMann.
Do you know who the program director is?
Well, okay. Can you give me the hierarchy?
You got Stevie DeMann, you got Shane Reeves, you got all the higher-ups, right?
It's not Reeves, it's Reeve.
Well, thank you. So you know. You've done your homework.
Oh, I have.
Okay. So then... Shannon Burke.
Wait, Shannon Burke is
Shannon
what?
Shannon Burke is going to be the program director. Is the program director.
I mean, okay.
Another person you have heat with is what I was getting at. So the program director for the podcast, Seth Cush, y'all had heat. Let's be honest. Program director, Florida Man Radio, Shannon Burke, y'all have heat. Let's be honest.
Dude, if I'm being honest, everybody's asked me, you know, you're on a short leash.
You are. Like, for real.
Okay, and...
I don't want you to fuck it up, Tuds. I want you to be back in the mix. I'm back in the mix. You're back in the mix. We're doing a podcast here.
Give me an example of how I could, like, mess it up.
Let me think. I'm going to... Like, how this show has changed, maybe. I don't think... Well, I know Bubba's not with, like, all that negative shit anymore. He doesn't want, like, the negative attitude or, you know, can't be done type attitude. Like, he's getting shit done. Like, he needed to get monetized on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba got it done 19 days. No, 19.
Okay, so...
just an example of it's not I can't do it or I don't think it can be done. It's just go do it and get it done you know, positively.
But haven't I always proven myself, even though, like, a lot of people have a bad image of me, per se, that, like... I'm able to get stuff done, though, when it comes to radio.
Yeah, I would agree. But do you not also think that you're your own worst enemy?
Oh, for sure, but
dude, you blow up everywhere you go. Come on.
Okay, so can we kind of get into that a little bit? A lot of people don't realize this. I was at Clear Channel Communications for 10 years. When you say that that's a really, really good run.
Yeah, that's steady. 10 years is steady. I would agree with that.
But with Bubba, okay.
When was the last time on the air with Bubba?
The day after. Well, no, the last time that I was, what, on terrestrial radio?
When's the last time you did something on air in studio? Was it the week after everything?
No, it was... The last time that I was on actual terrestrial radio, I think might have been the day after I got out of the Funny Farm.
Okay. And was that the last time you were also on the air with Bubba in studio, even just an after show or anything?
No, I recorded a podcast about two years ago on it was around Christmas that we did it.
I do remember that.
But for the most part, like I've had a few call-ins where like I once again, like you said, being my own worst enemy, I screwed things up.
Bubba has been campaigning for you.
But okay, so I've been doing a lot of research, and I, by the way, back to the Shannon Burke thing.
We have so many, by the way, backs. I got to get to the barbershop that we talked about, Operation Pigmentation. Right. There's so many circle backs.
But it's the first one.
We're just trying to work it out, Pat. Damn.
Yeah. Okay. So Shannon Burke knows radio. He does. Okay. Agreed. So when you say Florida Man Radio is more male-leaning, conservative, Second Amendment, love America type audience, right?
Agreed.
I would say so.
I would agree with that.
So Shannon Burke, I mean, wouldn't you
be? Perfect fit.
So where does
man on his biker? I mean, a biker man.
And I got some great stories. You know, like I've prepared a statement to apologize to everybody.
Good, seriously, good, because you're on a short leash. So good.
Oh, but okay. So
I just don't want you to fuck this up, Pat.
Okay, but is there going to be jokes that I'm not going to say? Because I'm afraid that it's going to piss somebody off.
No. You still got to go. There's no holding back.
But I'm on a short leash. I'm going to choke the shit out of myself.
Probably.
You know those dogs? You know those dogs that, like, doesn't learn the length of their chain yet?
Yep.
And, like, the kids know it. And they'll run and run. They're going to get that kid. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
You break your neck.
Yeah, that's you. I mean, yeah. It's going to be a great 4 hours, though, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. And I've ridden.
Okay, so in your statement, sorry. Mm-hmm. Not that I want to dive too deep into it. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting used to this microphone. I don't know how we sound. So if anybody can email me or Twitter me or something, get a hold of me. Colton BTLS.
It's the room.
Instagram, Colton BTLS. Twitter, Colton BTLS. How do we sound? Are we clear? Does this sound like we're in studio? Does it sound like we're at the beach with a cell phone? Mm-hmm. How does this sound? I hope it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, but I can already tell you it's the flat walls in this room.
We're moving to my room that has shit on the walls,
okay,
and
I'm
shit
just,
in the corners, and carpet on the floors, and shit everywhere, and brand new Columbia shirts, and brand new hats, and brand new stuff that I never seem to wear.
Then why are we in your sister's room right
because
now?
Because I gotta move the brand new stuff in order to get the shit in.
But, Colton, it's not like we're videotaping this. We could have easily have done this in your room.
But where would we have put it, dude? Like, where would we have put this board, okay? Not that it's very big.
It's not that big.
12 by 24?
I swear to God.
Right?
This 18 whole
36 I don't know, I was gonna say if that's 12 or
this
double,
whole setup would have fit
right dude this make me feel good about myself. That board's bigger than 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it would have fit anywhere.
No bullshit. It would have fit in there. Your room is you're honestly, I don't know if this is gonna sound correct, you are the most organized hoarder that I know.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
Like,
I
mean, you have so much shit in your room, but it's organized. Like, I could ask you where something is, and you could find it
right
immediately.
Now, not a problem. My boy Mikey was here yesterday, and he saw my room for the first time, and he was like, dude. And I'm like, what? He goes, you have a lot of shit in there. If you ever go broke, you can just sell it.
He was sizing you up, dude.
Dude, am I just jinxing ourselves?
I mean,
don't say his name again. He's already calling one.
I mean,
Mikey, sorry, not answering your call.
If we had it set up, you could easily take the phone call right now.
Dude,
but
you got to teach me that with this board. Okay. If I could take phone calls and do all that through her, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, on your phone, like
I want to set up a mobile podcast out the back of my truck.
We got to talk about that. Not in the back of your truck. We need to get like an old school van.
In the back of my truck. It's perfect.
What?
I'm not buying a van. I'm talking realistic now. I can throw this right here, this board, that same board that you said is, you know, a little bigger than 12, thank God. I can throw this board in the back of the pickup truck, throw these little collapsible chairs that I got off Instagram for $10.99, and be on my merry way.
All right.
For real.
All right,
so I'm
good on
that. Circling back.
Okay,
so do we need all the way to the back, I'm saying, because show name. We need help with that, too. So
yeah.
Anybody listening, please. Tweet us. Facebook us, whatever the hell. Get us your show names. An intro song, needed or not needed, don't know.
Yeah.
What else?
Are we air checking this with Seth Cush?
So Seth, is this an air? Is this air checkable?
Well, I mean, he's gonna. You know, Seth's gonna listen to
it. Is he gonna sit us down? We'll see.
I mean, probably over Zoom or something. He's gonna like get on our ass and be like, "Well, why didn't you do this in Colton's hoarder room?" Instead of all the flat walls in your sister's room with a treadmill. And
we're so fancy, dude. Like, that's what I do like about podcasting. We're really pulling the curtain back. Not Colton's organized, clustered, hoarded room, but in his sister's room, both which are at his parents' house, while his parents are sitting on the couch watching The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the dogs haven't even barked yet either.
Thank you. We did get a phone call, but...
This room was also the room that I passed out that you and your dad almost threw out your back that one time.
Yeah, you see, and that was on, you know, that's negative things. I wouldn't talk about that type of stuff,
man. Okay, so he's going to air check us. So, all right.
Seth, air check us. I think the podcasts were good. It's real. Right. It's raw. All we're right. sitting in my sister's room as we speak. Hopefully Tuttles doesn't raise.
Does your sister? Yeah, I was going to ask that. Does your sister have any clothes?
No, stop it. Knock it off. All right, next.
Okay, so what I need to know is, you know, I stay very, very busy, you know, because I'm kind of corporate Tuttle now.
Oh, like, dude, aren't you working like a Jamaican?
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Mm-hmm. And I, you want to know the crazy thing is that not only do I do recruiting, I do HR. Like, wouldn't you think that would be the last thing that I do human resourcing where...
So, the guy that got copy mopped on his knee by a black guy is doing HR.
Yeah, I got to do all that and stuff. So I don't get to listen to the show all the time, okay? Who's on the show now?
All right, obviously we know Bubba's there.
Okay.
All right, Bubba hosts Mike 1. Actually, we'll call it Mike 1 is Bubba. Duh. Mike 2?
Wait, can I get... Now, did Bubba set up a mic position, like, up and on his platform?
Can I get there? You asked a question.
Okay,
you
want to
get
there. I'm sorry.
Mike 1 is Bubba.
Okay.
Mike 2 is Lummy. You should see how many screens Lummy has in front of him nowadays, by the way.
Is Lummy sitting at Manson's old
correct.
Mic?
Yes, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. To paint the picture, he's sitting at Manson's old mic. Correct. Mm-hmm. And he's got 2, 4, 6, I think like 7 or 8 screens in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you have all these ways to get the money, the Cash App, the Venmo, you know, all these, and then they're on all these streams.
Does Lummy still call all the bits out?
All of it. So he's monitoring, you know, 4 or 5 different ways to get money off of, like, you know, that. And then he's monitoring Rumble and Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and all the places that the show is being broadcasted on. So I'm not kidding you. I think he's got 7 or 8 monitors in front of him. So he's at 2. Sitting at 3 on Mondays and Tuesdays is Dr. Dan.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And Fridays. He's there on Fridays as well. Wednesdays is going
to
be...
Wait, that's the middle mic where I used to sit at.
Correct. That's okay. The middle mic where you used to sit. That's mic 3. And Dr. Dan, Monday, Tuesday, Fridays, till about 8:30, and then Jay comes in for the remainder of the show. And then Wednesdays is open right now. That's the floating day. So this is where I say, don't hang yourself. I mean, don't... Sorry.
Do you
know what I meant?
You, a short son leash, of a bitch.
I wasn't even trying to be
wait,
a bitch.
Wait, what the fuck?
I really wasn't even trying to
wait
be a
minute,
bitch.
Wait a minute. Like, seriously.
Like, that, for real, like, dude. Serious. I'm sorry. I'm no, sorry. Man, I was not trying to be a dick, up. Dude. I know. I wasn't trying to be a dick. Oh, man. Seriously, though. Sorry.
What
we're on a short
fuck?
Leash. Don't fuck it up. So that's Wednesday, right? Rotating guest. And then. What?
Nothing. Okay. All right. I mean, all right. We can move on there a little bit.
And then. 4 is open right now.
All right, so that was Anna's mic, correct?
So I think that's where you'll be, actually. Sorry.
That mic's kind of unlucky. That one's unlucky.
Know,
that's an unlucky
when
mic
when I do the wrap-up show on Fridays, which, you know, follow us Friday on wrap-up show, weekly wrap-up show with Lummix and your host, Rhett, and then myself, Fridays about 10:30.
Give all us, right.
Anyways, with that being said, I don't want to set the microphone for the Friday show either. I'm like,
Yeah, that's an unlucky microphone.
That's
because
a bad spot.
Yeah, because, well, Anna, Trace has sat at that mic. I've sat at that mic. I'm trying to think who else is. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have sat at that mic.
I don't really like that spot. I'm good there.
All right, so back office, like in the
okay. And, so there. So then, sorry, my last the dude. What? Can I tell you something?
What?
The guy that's going to air check this, we should probably, you know.
What,
you
Seth?
Asked where everybody sits, and I didn't get
to oh, Seth where, one. Yeah, where does Seth?
Okay, so Bubba made a new position in the studio.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Where?
Come. So for those familiar with the studio, you come into the studio, don't slam the door, right? Once you get, which, Pat, don't slam the door. You remember that one, right?
I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't slam the door. You get in, so then you're going to go up to Bubba's, you know, throne position, you know, up your little set of stairs. Up the set of stairs, there used to be the mixer for the stage mixer.
Yeah, that's
that is
gone.
The area that Seth is in now.
Okay, so Seth gets to actually look at Bubba.
Which is weird, right?
Because, like, that was always the dynamic of the show was that we never like got to see Bubba because he had so many monitors. But I mean,
so that, now he can get over and kind of give him the office, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So now who?
They're doing great radio though.
No, I
Bubba adjusted quick.
Okay. So now who are the other people that I behind don't the glass? Know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Behind the glass, you got Rhett back there. Do you know Rhett?
The redhead, right?
Rhett the redhead. Yes. Have you met him? The little weenie
I've met him at the party.
He's cool, dude. He's cool as shit. Mm-hmm. Gets high.
What does he do?
Real laid back. Video editor.
Okay.
That's his main. Now, he does more than that. Engineer? But, like, that's his main thing. Engineer is a macho man is his name. I don't think you met Macho.
No, I have not met Macho Man. Does don't piss he? Off Macho. What do you mean,
bro? Macho for like shoot style, like for real. This motherfucker's arms are bigger than my thighs.
Okay, but look,
I'm just surely saying, dude, he will yoke your ass up, dude. I wouldn't even want to fuck. Like, he's super nice. Like, I wouldn't think he would, but I'm saying if he did, like, we talk about what if Lummox were to snap. You know what I mean, bro? What if Macho were to snap?
Okay. So
you get what I'm saying? He's a gym dude, bro. Gym rat. Fucking,
I mean, I'm hitting ripped. The gym, but I'm never big, though.
No. Bro, he's fucking ripped. I don't know if he walks straight through the door if he has to turn sideways to get
okay,
to the door.
Okay, but, you know, like, guys that are big like that, like, you could put a piece of tape on their back and they couldn't pull it off.
You're probably
they can't
right, dude, but once
that.
He pulls it off, he's beating your ass into the ground, dude.
Whatever.
He's stamping concrete with your face.
Okay, but at the same time, do you think I've never really backed down?
I'm not saying you're gonna get your ass beat then.
Okay, but
but anyway, he's not on the show much. I don't think if you really want me to be real right now, I wouldn't take shots at Macho.
Mm.
Reason what? Being is because he's not on the air, so it's kind of low blow.
So
you know
right,
I mean?
Right then. Can I ask what maybe. The hierarchy though is now? Like, there's always a pecking order.
We all know Bubba always has a favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He always has a favorite.
Can I guess? And it's okay. Hold on.
Don't hold back. Who do you think the favorite is? Come on, dude. Seriously.
Well, Seth is a new Buzz Lightyear. He's a new shiny toy.
He's
but,
the current favorite.
But you would. How do you think Lummy feels about that though? Because Lummy
doesn't mind.
But Lummy had like Lummy has the most tenure there now, right?
Dude, yeah. I didn't even think about like yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, speaking.
No, you're right. Because Rhett was around at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He quit and came back again.
But Lummy's been there now longer.
Lummy doesn't care, to be real. Like, for real, he don't care.
Okay.
Dude, Lummy's so over, he don't care about any of that shit.
All right. So you got Bubba, Seth, Lummox. And who would you say, like, hierarchy-wise?
Well, when Dr. Dan's there, you know, it's Bubba, Dr. Dan.
Mm-hmm.
One and two, you know.
What about Babyface? I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's coming in, I think, on Thursdays. Wednesdays or Thursdays?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, he's in on Thursdays. I'm on it. To be completely honest with you, the last week has kind of confused me with Anna leaving, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, let's get your little, you know, what do you feel about that? So did you hear about what happened with Blitz?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I heard.
You heard through the grapevine.
I heard
like
through
else.
The grapevine, but I will
what
say.
What was your initial thoughts when you heard? So, okay, hold on. When did you hear?
Probably a little under a year.
Okay. And what was your initial thought? Did you think bullshit, true, liar?
I never thought Blitz would. Was it plausible? Yes. It could have happened.
Well, it did happen.
I know that it did happen, but I never thought Blitz would do something like that.
I thought the same thing, so I'm with you. Okay.
Now, the part that the big twist was that Anna's still being around. I just assumed that they were no longer with each other.
I don't know. I believe they're still together, though. I'm not 100% sure, but I do. I'm not 100% sure, but I really do think they're still together. From everything I know, they are.
Well, okay, so I'm just good. Can I be honest on this show? Am I on a short leash on this show?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
To be honest with you, you're going to say sorry to Seth. You already did.
Yeah, I thought.
Don't burn your bridge with Bubba. I think the podcast is locked, dude. Like, I don't want to say it is locked, you know what I mean? But I think as long as I think we're locked.
Okay, so how am I like the worst person in the world to the Bubba Army, some of the listeners, why I can't come back? And I've done some pretty shitty things. I've talked a lot of shit about Bubba. I've, you know, like, for example, the one time when I was on the Monsters and Bubba called in to the Monsters.
Yep.
And I knew
that. Give me a year. Just, you know.
2014.
Okay.
Okay. This was when Cowhead and Bubba were both on the same radio station, okay? But there
Bubba in mornings and Cowhead in the afternoon.
Yes, okay.
When Cowhead was called Cowhead.
There was a time where they were kind of arguing, and they were told, like, if you mention each other's names, you're going to get fined.
Yes, like, true, true, yes.
Okay, so Bubba called in. I know
Bubba called in to
the Monsters. I was the call screener, put him on. I knew how much delay, because I've worked with Bubba before. Correct. I know how much delay Bubba had.
We've worked with everybody around here. Come on, come on.
I kept saying Cowhead's name on the
air. How many
air.
Times did it get through? Do you know?
I know that I said it probably about 8 or 9 times just
now,
enough
what
to.
What I don't know is, did what? Bubba get, have to pay a fine for that?
I think he did.
Even though it wasn't him or nor his show host or
no,
his.
No, Cowhead's name could not be mentioned on there. At all. I knew that.
That's something we should bring up to Bubba. Maybe not on the, no, backtrack here, Cold. Maybe not, you know, when
right
you're
away.
Doing your weekly deal on the morning show, but maybe if we do like a podcast, something after the fact, that's something you should definitely bring up to him. Because I'm curious to see if Bubba ended up paying a fine for that or not.
I don't know, but
he paid a fine for the Smim Smushery thing, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and like I was the biggest dick on social media. I would, you know, there were a lot of times that I was a complete asshole to Bubba, but that being said, I never took 6 figures, and not just 6 figures. Like, we're talking quarter mil
plus, from according to some people.
And I'm blacklisted from being on the BRN. And I know that it's not,
but
because
not
Bubba.
You're back. You're
okay.
Tuttle's back, baby. You're not blacklisted at all. Tuttle is back.
What I can say is that
now Blitz is blacklisted.
Yeah, man.
In fact, Bubba even told Anna, you know, don't mention his name. I don't want him fixed in any of the Instagram reels or YouTube shorts or Instagram photos, nothing.
Yeah, Anna hated me. Like, see, I don't know.
Dude, why did you come out swinging to her?
Okay, so you gotta realize this. All right, I started interning in the heyday. I started interning at the late 90s. There's this thing, 90s radio, where you come out swinging. Bubba is guilty of it, though. Bubba will go into a market, and he will go after the big swinging dick in the market, correct?
Yes, because I think Bubba even mentioned that this is the first time, you know, with the new Florida Man Radio, with where, you know, the new state, the new home, if you will, that he's not, you know, attacking the Monsters. So I get what you're saying.
Well, yes. The last time that he was with JVC in Orlando, he attacked the Monsters, and remember, it was about that other stuff with Russ. And,
yes.
And I was supposed to have an appearance. This is when Bubba was on 103.1 The Wolf, okay? Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you know, the golden goose of Linda Bird. And
most powerful woman in radio.
Yeah. Huh? Well, you know.
It was.
I mean, that's Shane Reeve now. Shane Reeve is Linda Bird with balls.
Okay.
No,
I like
yeah,
it.
No.
Pat,
yes.
This is what you need to bring this, to the main is, show. Okay?
Trust me, it's already written
okay.
in there.
Make it clear. Mm-hmm. Shannon Burke, you need an oil massage. What do you need, Shane?
Oh, no.
What do you, yes, you need to be going over the top, I got
a lot of great stories. Do you realize? Okay, you know what? I'm not going to get into it because I have my statement, all right?
Good.
All right.
And you need to make that clear to Bubba. Like, Bubba, I would like to, you know, have a statement if you can give me, you know, 2 minutes of your time or whatever it may be. I don't know how long it
is. And I'm going to be honest, I just lost track of what the fuck we were talking about because we may be
garage trim.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been stumbling over my words evening.
Isn't it crazy that I never thought in a million years your garage, which, you know, maybe some things go on.
Oh, yeah, we smoke mad blunts.
Yeah, but I mean, that's our green room and you got like a sports bar set up, but we were talking about Bubba and how much I screwed him over and stuff, and I'm just glad to be back. I'm going to know how to be able to work.
Please, don't fuck it up.
But what if there's a real... Bubba is off limits for me.
No, Bubba, everybody's on limits, dude. Everybody is good.
You just
no
told
negative
me
shit.
Not to be negative.
Just no negative
just
shit,
not like
dude.
The little funny, things. Dude. Okay, so I can make shit. Jokes, but not like correct Bubba on
correct,
everything.
Dude.
Okay,
don't correct
I got
him.
You.
That was one thing in particular that
with Blitz,
off
yeah.
With the lately Anna, and he was calling Anna Blitz with tits.
That's
good.
Funny
pretty
shit.
Good but that was one thing that pissed him off. He would go through the store, you know, and be like, you know, the gunman shot 13 when he shot 12 or, you know, whatever it may have been, and
be honest,
dude.
Better, do you think I'm better than Anna on the show?
Better looking?
No, I'm talking better
dude,
content.
Sorry. Yeah, I think so, but then again, I'm biased, you're my boy, but you're not better looking.
Well, okay, but, you know, back to coming out swinging, you know what? Why she really hated me?
Because you came out swinging.
Well, the joke.
About the apple.
The apple, eating an apple through a chain link fence.
Funny, but definitely coming out. What am I looking for? Unwarranted.
Yeah, but, like, nobody, do they still do stunts on the show?
No.
That's, okay, that's a good thing.
Well, maybe, or you
bring
it back.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm bringing
Pat.
Back whatever.
Come on, Tuttle. I mean, that could be slide right in. I'm the stunt boy.
I mean, but you're limited to, like, some of this.
You want
stunts.
Me to shoot you, like, 100% straight right now?
What?
They're back in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
They're killing it. They're on a new home, strong frequency, killing it.
You know I know Orlando, right? Not
that's
Orlando.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Man on the street in Orlando.
Okay. Being like a reporter,
reporter in your face, whatever it may be, you know, auto shop, like a, you know, a Better Call Bacon type of deal,
yeah,
for the Bubba show out of Orlando, something, dude.
Didn't Gene Lasker used to do Lasker
something
Investigates
like that, yeah.
Back
and
then
Lummy Investigate, where him and I got trespassed from Hogan's and kicked out of Brutus the Barber briefcase. What, Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Beefcakes is a trailer park.
Got to stop pre-gaming.
No, we got to keep pre-gaming. The problem is this just needs to be better just controlled. I don't like my setting. I don't like the microphone. I don't like where I'm sitting. I like anything, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, we should have done the damn thing in your room.
To be honest with you, I don't even like the episode. To the point where I'm almost considering just scrubbing it and starting back over tomorrow and sending it in, not a day late, but an hour late.
Okay.
Not like late, just an hour later.
Okay. So, all right. So now, do you eventually want to record this video wise?
I don't know. No. In my room, no.
Why? Why not in your room?
We just talked about all the shit. Brand new Columbia shirt, brand new hats, Harley Davidson. All this is
green screen.
No. No. I'm not bringing a video camera in here. That ain't happening. I can promise you that.
Okay, but we could be on YouTube, you know, it's extra content for Bubba's YouTube channel.
Why are you trying to get, just digging it in? I really don't want to be on video. Not here. Do you see how I'm dressed right now? You see what we have going on? This is not camera ready.
All right.
But maybe one day. I can't say, this is literally episode one that I don't even like, so... Maybe
so is it okay? So when I'm back to it, when Seth listens to this, okay?
Yeah, because we need to wrap it up. I'm not liking it. We need to delete it, anyways.
No, fuck you. We're not deleting this. Are you being for real or
you? I mean, like, kinda, yeah.
Fuck you. All right, stop it then.
It's fine.
Let's
wrap it. It's
okay. What I'm saying is just don't get upset when Seth, like, air checks this. Like,
it needs to be done. It needs to be done.
Well, I'm telling you the first thing he's going to do is that the room.
Needs to be videoed? Echo.
No, it's the echo.
I know.
I mean, the audio is going to be fine. It could be better, but we just have all these flat walls. there's like nothing hanging off the walls.
I know. Hopefully our cadence is good. And like the mic sound good. Hopefully it doesn't sound like I said we're on the beach, but I guess we'll find out. Please let me know. Colton BTLS.
Instagram. All right. Twitter. So we're doing this every week.
So this is the deal. We're doing this weekly. It's going to air on Thursdays. If you don't fuck up your Wednesday morning appearance,
another hanging joke.
Yeah, I will. If you don't fuck up, you'll be on the show monthly on a Wednesday gimmick.
All right. What's the BRN look like? Is there any difference?
He's made some major changes. For real.
Gate work?
And
now?
I'm not saying nothing that he didn't say. I know he wasn't going to say it, but I did hear him slip up and say it the other day. So the Clem Gym has been moved.
Where is that at?
At the BRN.
Where are at in the BRN?
No more green room, no more Manson studio, no more bullpen.
All right. Can I ask a question? Who does show prep now?
I don't know. Seriously, honest gone. That's what I'm saying. The last week, I've been a little confused myself with, you know, what days are what and what, because things have been changing. I mean, hell, we're both got back in the mix in 1 week. So you see how much shit's changing. You know what I mean?
Do you realize, I think at the time when I first started working for Bubba back in 2010, I think he had like 17 employees at the time.
What's he got now? Let's count them. You ready? Bubba, are you counting it, Bubba, or no?
Yeah.
You're saying Bubba plus 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bubba, don't count him then. So you have Lummix, paid employee.
Mm-hmm.
Rhett, paid employee.
Mm-hmm.
Macho Man, paid employee. Seth Kushner, paid employee.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
He had 17 at one time, man.
And now he's got us for free.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I'm doing this because for the love of the game, because, you know.
Follow me at Tunnel, T-U-D-D-L-E.
Well, I stay pretty busy.
For the brand, man.
Who do you think, all right, who do you think makes the most at the BRN now, though?
Macho.
Why would a guy?
Dude, he's the engineer.
Well, then I need to speak. Do you think Macho will be there tomorrow? Because I got to ask questions. I really do, because, you know, I want to get our settings. And that's the one thing about our podcast. Okay, so what I'm saying is, if we're going to do this, I want it to be like as crystal clear as we can get it.
You're saying I need to break Macho off a $100 bill to come over here and help set this up?
Well, I'd need to pay him to help me on my setup as well, too.
Well, you live a little further than I live. Well, buddy. You're across the state.
Once we get you dialed in, like, we can get me dialed in, because, you know, like, we can save this for another podcast, you know.
Or we could delete this podcast altogether.
Dude, you are really, really, really going to give me anxiety now about, like, my appearance on the show. And I'm like you. I just want to stop this. We can just, you know what? Now it's
I'm
bad.
In your head. I'm in your head.
Yeah, you're in my
head. I'm in your head. We're out of here.